a typical Disney princess, she is not.
I am Merida, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
What are you doing?
The latest movie from Pixar, Brave, is in theaters this weekend. A lot of kids and maybe some parents hotly anticipating this one. Here now to tell us more about it is Jen Chaney, the celebritology blogger at The Washington Post. Nice to have you back, Jen.
Thanks for having me, Nathan.
Well, there's a lot of Scottish girl power in this movie, is there?
There is. You know, this is a big deal for Pixar because this is the first time they've really had a female protagonist in one of their films. While they've had other, you know, prominent female characters, they haven't been sort of at the center of the piece, and that's what Merida is in Brave. Honestly, though, I was a little disappointed in this one because Pixar has just set such a bar for itself because their films are not only entertaining for children, but they are just really genuinely beautiful works of film. And this is a perfectly entertaining movie to take your kids to see, but it wasn't quite as good as, say, Finding Nemo or Up or some of the other films that Pixar has done.
Now, I guess a lot of critics thought that Cars 2, by the same vein, was kind of a setback for Pixar as well, not going up to that bar, that high bar that you say Pixar puts itself up to. Where does it stack up against, say, Cars 2? Is it better than that?
Well, I would put them both in the... They both kind of go toward the bottom of the Pixar list. You know, the thing about Brave is that... It never really surprised me at any point in terms of the plot. I mean, it's a princess film. It's about a strong character. But I also think, and this isn't really Pixar's fault necessarily, but it arrives at a cultural moment where we've just seen a bunch of, you know, fairy tales with strong female characters. We've been watching Katniss shoot bows and arrows at people. It seems like it arrived a little bit late to kind of capitalize on that moment. And the problem is it takes a long time to make these movies. They announced this back in 2008. So it just feels a little bit been there, done that.
Yeah, so not quite as out of the box as we come to expect from Pixar.
Right, exactly. And again, it's because they have set such a high bar for themselves. If you're just looking for something to do with the kids, it's perfectly fine. It's just not quite as wonderful as some of their other films.
Well, then would you say that Pixar is kind of going down to the level of some of its competitors in the animation field? I mean, you don't think of sort of something like Sony Animation or DreamWorks having that, you know, exemplary standard that Pixar has had for so many years.
Right. Well, I mean, in terms of the actual quality of the animation, it's still exemplary. I mean, it's a beautiful looking film, and you know, when these movies first started, one of the sort of downfalls of them was that people didn't look very realistic. They could do, you know, cute animals, but people were hard to do, and they've really overcome that. I mean, the people are very expressive and very real, and you can feel, you can practically touch Merida's hair, you know.
Yeah.
So in that way, there has been no, you know, it has not come down at all, but it's just keeping a hold on the storytelling and making that central, I think, is what Pixar has to continue to do going forward.
Hopefully we'll see more of it in the years ahead, although I know a couple of redheads personally who are looking forward to seeing a protagonist who looks like them. So.
Oh, I'm sure they will love it for that reason. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jen, thanks as always for talking to us. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Jen Chaney is the celebritology blogger at The Washington Post. She says Pixar's Brave, maybe not to the high standard we've come to expect from Pixar.